or are you not going to provide this committee all of Lois Lerner's emails?
We are already starting that process. Yes, we will do that.
Oh, really? Joining us now is Teresa Payton, and she knows what we all know now, that they're not going to do that because Lois Lerner evidently had her computer crash and lost all her emails between 2009 and 2011. Now, Teresa, you wrote the book, Privacy in the Age of Big Data, Recognizing Threats, Defending Your Rights, and Protecting Your Family. Is it feasible and comprehensible to think that she lost all her emails for 2 years?
Well, you know, she may have lost them on the hard drive, but despite what we're reading in the press, this is not a wild goose chase. We can get these emails. And quite frankly, Brian, I think it's because we need to kick with both legs that we're not able to find the emails yet. But if we kick with both legs, I know we can get them.
Are you referring to our earlier segment?
Absolutely. I'm a soccer mom. Love World Cup.
Let me ask you, how stupid is that comment? I've never even heard that from new parents who never had a soccer player before. I mean, they kick with both legs, huh? Well, whatever. Teresa, I guess he's thinking of switch hitting, which is kind of rare in baseball these days, or field goal kicking, I guess. But, Teresa, let's talk about this. If I told you, hey, I need my emails and my computer crashed in 2009 and 2011, I lost 24,000 emails, what would you tell me?
Well, I'd tell you a couple things. One is I'd say, you know, even my 11-year-old who knows, hey, you have an in-basket and a sent basket, and he often helps give technical support to members of the family when I'm not available. So even he would say, if he were on the show, well, wait a minute, she sent emails to other people. She wasn't just emailing herself. So right now, if you're listening to Brian's show and Lois Lerner ever sent you an email, send them to the Brian Kilmeade Show and Friends, and they'll forward it to the right people. So that's the first place, is let's go to the people she was emailing and say, whatever you've got, send it over. But the second thing, and again, this is very low-tech, very old-school.
And this is assuming that she sincerely lost them.
Yeah, assuming that and you know, it's interesting because delete is never really delete unless you're a home consumer and your hard drive crashed with pictures of your family that you can never get back. It seems like that's the only time delete's really delete. So let's just assume there was a total failure on the hard drive and that the best and brightest forensics experts can't get the emails back. I would go to the people she was emailing at a minimum and say, inbox, outbox, please forward what you have. Then I would go to the technical team and I would say, for this date range, for Lois and the 7 other hard drives that crashed, there were, I guess, 6 people also who had hard drive crashes. I would say, please look on your system for these names, these date ranges, and send me the emails. And they should be able to do that. And the fact that we're talking that emails went outside the IRS means there's copies at White House, Treasury, and Department of Justice.
And what do you say about 8 other people also having their crashes? What kind of coincidence is this?
Well, it is an interesting coincidence, although I will tell you from all my years in IT, especially if you've got old equipment sitting around or it's on old operating systems, it's not uncommon to have crashes go on. And so I'm not going to kind of second guess on that one, but I will tell you, I mean, I know people are saying, well, their hard drives crash, things happen, oh, well, move on. No, this isn't a wild goose chase. We can find these emails.
And Teresa, I'm going to enlist you. And go get your book as well. It's called Privacy in the Age of Big Data. Teresa Payton, thanks so much.